Hello, it's the 12th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. New boundaries are being proposed for council wards in Bedford Borough. The Local Government Boundary Commission wants to hear what residents and local organisations think about the proposals, with an 8-week consultation running until the 5th of July. The Commission is the independent body that draws boundaries and is reviewing Bedford to make sure councillors will represent about the same number of electors. They propose there should be 28 wards rather than 29. Castle Ward will cover the Castle Road area and Wixoms and Wilstead and will now be in the same ward along with Stewartby and most of Elstow. Professor Colin Mellors, chairman of the commission, said, "We want people in Bedford to let us know whether they agree with our proposals before we take final decisions. Check the show notes to give feedback." Stats from the Home Office show the number of constables in Bedfordshire Police has risen by 74. The National Police Chiefs Council said the dozens of extra officers will help fight crime as part of the government's pledge to grow police force sizes. Barrett and David Wilson Holmes donated £100,000 to the Royal British Legion to install Tommy Club figures in Wixoms and Marston Mortain. Managing Director John Dillon said, "Not only will the funding help support the fantastic work they are doing, the figures will also encourage our staff and residents to take a moment of reflection for those who served for our freedom." The National Express Coach Company has outraged Bedfordshire by failing to recognise the clangour in a range of promotional treats. The free tins of sweets mark the return of the UK summer timetable, celebrating tastes from around the country, from fish and chips to Cornish pasties. However, the clangour is shockingly missing from the lineup, with some calling for the mayor to get involved. No clangers today, but I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.